USA Radio News.
The House has passed a bill to reform the Electoral Count Act, an effort by Republican Representative Liz Cheney and others to prevent another January 6, 2021, when supporters of former President Donald Trump rioters stormed the Capitol in an effort to disrupt the count of the electoral votes from the 2020 presidential election. The act will ensure that Congress receives an electoral certificate from each state that accurately reflects the will of the voters, requires Congress to count electoral voters as the Constitution stipulates, and reaffirms that the Vice President's role in approving electoral votes is merely ministerial. Over in Puerto Rico, power outages remain.
Hurricane Fiona flowed through Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic at the start of the week, pounding the islands with up to 30 inches of rain. That resulted in triggering overwhelming flooding, mudslides, and destruction. As of Wednesday morning, 1,091,000 homes in Puerto Rico are still without power. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Washington Monument was temporarily closed after a man vandalized the national landmark with profanities and red paint. The U.S. Park Police identified the suspect as a 44-year-old man of Indiana and has charged him with trespassing, tampering, and vandalism in connection with the incident. The investigation is ongoing, and the U.S. Park Police said that they are going to make some additional charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning to anyone tempting to try a viral challenge on TikTok in which users cook chicken in NyQuil. The hashtag Sleepy Chicken has blown up on the platform as people film themselves using the cold medicine for cooking chicken, prompting a safety warning to appear when people search for the trend. The FDA said in a statement, the challenge, quote, boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways.
After Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis flew a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced, attorneys have filed a federal class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis on behalf of several of the illegal immigrants, claiming this scheme exploits their vulnerability for political gain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A man who paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth II near the British consulate in Hong Kong was arrested for alleged sedation. Local media reports said that the detained man had stood outside the consulate playing songs on a harmonica, including Glory to Hong Kong, the anthem of pro-democracy protests that rocked in the city in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.